You're about to learn one of the most useful skills for any driver: how to replace your own car battery safely. It's a simple job once you know the right order of steps, but done wrong, it can spark, short, or damage the vehicle's electronics. This guide walks you through the entire process so you can handle it with confidence. Before you start, remember that a car battery carries strong current even when the ignition is off. Treat it with respect and always work in daylight or with a cordless lamp. You'll wear gloves, eye protection, and use basic hand tools. By the end, you'll know how to disconnect the old terminals, lift out the battery, clean the tray, install the new one, and verify that everything is secure. It's a short job, often less than 30 minutes, but it gives you independence and peace of mind every time you turn the key. Chapter 1: Fundamentals and Setup. A car battery is the heart of the electrical system. It stores power to start the engine and keeps every circuit alive when the alternator isn't running. Replacing it isn't complicated, but it demands attention to sequence and safety. Scope: your job is to prepare the car, workspace, and yourself so that when you remove the cables, nothing sparks or shorts. You'll identify the positive and negative posts, gather the right tools, and learn how to stabilize the vehicle before handling electricity. Safety: wear safety glasses and gloves from the start. Remove metal jewelry and watches. Keep sleeves tight. Work in open air. Battery gases are flammable. Always turn off the ignition, remove the key, and make sure all lights and accessories are off. Set the parking brake and place the transmission in park or neutral. Keep a box of baking soda and water ready in case acid leaks. Never smoke or use an open flame near the battery. If you feel unsure at any point, stop and review the instructions before continuing. Tools and materials: you'll need a socket wrench set. 10 and 12 millimeter sockets fit most clamps. A small adjustable wrench, a wire brush, clean rags, and a bit of petroleum jelly or dielectric grease. A terminal puller helps if clamps are stuck. Bring a digital multimeter to check voltage at the end. Setup: open the hood and secure it with the prop rod. Find the battery. It usually sits near one fender or under a plastic cover. Examine both posts. The positive terminal is marked with a plus sign or red cover. The negative terminal is black or bare. Confirm which cable leads to the chassis ground. That's your negative. Study how the battery is held down. Some use a metal strap, others have a side clamp. Understanding this now prevents fumbling later. Note where each cable routes so you can reconnect them in the same direction. Clear loose items from the area. Place tools where you can reach them without crossing over the battery. Never rest tools on top of the case. One slip could bridge the posts and cause a short. Inspection: check the cables for cracks or corrosion. Green or white powder on the terminals means acid vapor escaped. You'll clean that later, but recognize it now so you can plan for proper disposal. Final pre-check: make sure the ignition key is out and stored safely. Touch the hood frame with your hand to discharge static. The vehicle is now ready for the real work. Chapter 2: Execution and Testing. Disconnect sequence. Always remove the negative cable first. Loosen its clamp bolt until the cable slides free. Tuck it aside where it can't touch metal. Then loosen and remove the positive cable. That order prevents accidental shorting. If clamps are seized, twist gently with the puller. Never pry with a screwdriver. Once both cables are clear, loosen the hold-down bracket and lift the battery straight up. Keep it level. Inside is liquid acid. Set it on the floor or cardboard, away from your feet. Cleaning and inspection: look at the tray and hold down parts. Use a brush dipped in the baking soda mixed to neutralize corrosion. Rinse and dry thoroughly. Inspect cable ends. Replace any frayed wires. A clean connection ensures long battery life. Installing the new battery: position the new battery so the terminals match the original orientation. Lower it into the tray carefully. Don't pinch cables underneath. Reinstall the hold down clamp snugly. The case should not shift when you push it. Attach the positive cable first. Seat it fully and tighten until the clamp doesn't rotate. Then connect the negative cable. A small spark may appear as the system charges capacitors. That's normal if done in this order. Protection and verification: spread a thin coat of petroleum jelly or dielectric grease over both posts. Replace any plastic terminal covers. This slows corrosion. Now check the charge. Set your multimeter to volts DC and touch red to positive, black to negative. A healthy battery reads between 12.4 and 12.6 volts. Anything lower means it needs charging before installation. Turn the ignition key. The engine should start briskly. Listen for steady cranking and watch the dash lights fade normally. If the starter hesitates or clicks, recheck the clamps. Post-start checks. With the engine running, measure again. Voltage should rise to around 14 volts. That confirms the alternator is charging correctly. Shut the engine off and retighten all fasteners one last time. Clean your tools and remove them from under the hood. Close the hood securely. Chapter 3: Troubleshooting and Care. Common errors. If the engine won't start, first check that both clamps are tight. A loose terminal causes most new battery failures. Wiggle each connector. There should be no movement. Retighten as needed. If corrosion returns quickly, the vent may be blocked or the alternator overcharging. White crystals mean acid residue. Clean with baking soda and water, rinse, dry, and regrease. Never reverse the cables. Positive to positive, negative to negative. Crossing them can blow fuses instantly. If you see a spark before touching the terminal, stop and confirm polarity again. Electrical system checks. If lights dim while driving, the alternator could be weak. Check voltage while running. Anything below 13 volts suggests trouble. If it's above 15, overcharging is occurring. Seek a qualified technician. Listen for the starter turning slowly after several days of rest. That might mean a parasitic drain from electronics. Test by disconnecting the negative cable overnight. If the car starts fine next morning, a component is drawing power while off. Recycling and legal disposal. Old batteries contain lead and acid. Never throw them away. Most auto parts stores accept them for a small core refund. Keep the old unit upright in a cardboard box. Avoid tipping. Even sealed batteries can vent. When transporting, place it on the floor, not the seat. Strap it to prevent sliding. Turn it in promptly so acid does not leak at home. Maintenance routine. Inspect the battery every 3 months. Wipe away dust, check that the case is clean and dry, and look for swelling or cracks. A swollen case signals internal heat. Replace immediately. If you drive infrequently, connect a smart maintainer that keeps charge above 12.4 volts. Unplug it before starting the car. During long storage, disconnect the negative cable entirely to prevent slow discharge. Record the replacement date with a marker on the top label. This helps track lifespan, which averages 3 to 5 years. Preventive tips. Keep terminals tight, but don't over-tighten. When washing the engine bay, cover the battery with a towel to avoid soaking it. After any jump start, drive at least 20 minutes so the alternator can replenish charge. If you smell rotten eggs near the battery or see steam after driving, shut the car off immediately and let it cool. That odor indicates overheating or venting. Finally, teach anyone who drives your car the proper cable order. It prevents accidents when jump starting or boosting another vehicle.